News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Charges are being recommended against the owner of nine dogs picked up yesterday by the Humane Society and the Sheriff's Department. Sheriff's Department officials confirmed they are recommending animal neglect charges. The dogs were tethered to a building and left with no humans around, and their water was frozen. Now, the dogs are in good shape, according to Shelter Director Mary Curlin.
The veterinarian examined them. We're waiting for her report. There are, some minor issues with them. Their weight was not an issue. It was the ability for them to maintain themselves in what they were provided in the conditions that the weather was providing that night.
At the time the animals were taken in, it was 15 below with a wind chill of minus 40. We now know who died in a one-vehicle rollover in Clark County last night. Sheriff James Backus says that the driver was the lone occupant of the pickup truck, and he was 52-year-old Floyd Colvin of Neillsville. He was found dead at the scene, and the scene was on Highway 73, a quarter of a mile west of Highway K in the town of Washburn. The U.S. Senate hoping to get a vote in yet today to extend unemployment benefits. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin supports extending those benefits. She also says it is an emergency and hopes the Republican counterparts don't want to negotiate how to pay for it right away.
Most of the time there have not been other cuts made to pay for it, and that's because it is regarded as an emergency. It does need to happen with some speed, and the debate over the pay for tends to slow this down and create a lot of pain and suffering.
Baldwin is, of course, hopeful that this does pass, and she's optimistic it will get through the Senate. She's not sure what's going to happen when it gets to the House. One of the candidates for Wisconsin Attorney General was once the prosecuted and not the prosecutor. Brad Schimmel's campaign confirms that he was cited for drunken driving back in May of 1990, 24 years ago. Darren Schmitz is Schimmel's campaign consultant and says the 48-year-old Waukesha County District Attorney admitted his mistake then, pled guilty, and took responsibility for his actions. And since then, Schmitz says Schimmel's prosecuted many drunk drivers. Schimmel is reluctant to support criminalization of first offense drunk driving. He believes that would jam the courts and cause forfeitures to go to the state instead of the local units of government. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Clear, very cold, down to 17 below zero. Not much wind. Thursday, sunshine early, but increasing clouds and a little milder. High of 14 above. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, not as cold, down to 10 degrees. Then Friday, clouds and a good chance of light snow in the late afternoon and evening, maybe mixed with sleet and freezing rain. Some accumulation is possible. The Friday high temperature, 30 degrees. 32 and cloudy on Saturday. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.